Podcast, aka The Podcast About Nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Dwayze and Blaze. New day, new month, Ramadan is over, I'm feeling refreshed, we're back outside, and yeah, new month, new music, new episodes, and all of that, so we are just still. We're not even gonna waste time, man. Today we're gonna get straight into it. It's a good one today. We're going to be reviewing an artist, brand new artist. Her name is Chipego, and she dropped her debut album. It's called Don't Forget to Remember. And yeah, I'm not even sure how I found her. I guess I was just doing my digging months ago, and I came across like one song. I'm like, oh, this sounds really, really good. And then she dropped an album. I'm like, oh, great, there's more music. And I just loved what I was hearing. And so, yeah, I decided, well, why not, you know, make a whole episode talking about this album. And so I want to hear your initial thoughts, Dwayze. What are you saying? How are you feeling about Chipego?
Yeah, bro. Honestly, from my side, I quite enjoyed this. This was quite new for me. I hadn't heard about her before. You actually recommended her to me or to the group. So it was nice to kind of hear something refreshing, something new. For me, she gave me like some alternative, like experimental vibes, you know what I mean? So it's kind of nice to kind of just get into those. But yeah, man, I was quite surprised. I liked her voice, you know. She has a bit of soul, like she plays around with her tones a bit, like, you know. I like the fact that she's a bit versatile in that fact. So yeah, man, I think she really operated on this project. It took me to a few different places. It was like a journey in a sense. Yeah, and it almost felt like a look into her memories in a way. I don't know, it gave me that sort of feeling. Yeah, but all in all, I definitely think this is something that you know, was put together really well. Creatively, I like, you know, that she tries different things. And yeah, man, I quite enjoyed this.
Yeah. A lot of different styles and flavors on this one, and I guess maybe that's why so many people are gravitating towards her music right now. Yeah, I'm seeing the numbers are growing. She just played a show like a week or two ago, this R&B show, and Shekinah was on the lineup. She was headlining, and then it was Lusanda, and then it was her. So she's really getting those looks.
Five-star lineup.
Off of this one thing. And so, yeah, like I said before, when I came across her music, it was like 200 Spotify listeners or something, and now we're in the thousands. And it's just been a few months. So, yeah, she's moving. She's got motion right now. And I think she's Zambian South African. So, even in the music, you can hear, like, those influences creeping in, which is kind of nice. I like that. First song, La La La, the intro. Very nice intro to her vocal style, I think. Nothing crazy going on, but just having fun with her vocals. I could tell she was just, you know, showcasing, like, yo, these are the vibes you're about to get, you know.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the intro?
Yeah, not too many thoughts on the intro. I definitely think it was the right introduction to the journey we're about to go on. Yeah, man, like you said, I like just what she's doing vocally on here. I like that she's playing around with it. She also breaks into like a little flow on the verse there. Yeah, and also just like the soul in her voice, she also shows those elements a bit there, which was nice. So yeah, for me, quite a strong intro to the project.
Yeah. And then from there we move on to Motivation. I don't know, there's something about this song that reminds me a little bit of that other Tyler song. I'm just forgetting the name of it, but I think she also like talk about motivation in that one. I don't know, dude, I wish I knew these songs, but yeah, sonically it was definitely taking me back to that one Tyler song. But yeah, I love the vocals.
Is it an old Tyler song?
Huh?
Is it an old Tyler song?
Nah. It was one of her singles, even.
Recent.
Something Motivation.
Oh, Push to Start. Push to Start.
That's the word, dude.
Yeah, that's a fire dub. I'm sorry. Yo, that's on my playlist, bro. Like.
Anyway, Motivation. I like this one. The vocal layering, production, good as well. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, man. Motivation. For me, it kind of gave me Tim's vibes. It reminds me of a Tim song. And I actually can't remember which song, but it gives me those vibes. I really did like the production on here. I like what she did on the hook. Simple but effective. I like those hooks where you don't have to do much, but just the vibe, like the aura of the hook, you know, transcends. So that was nice for me. Now that you said, I do get a bit of that Push to Start vibe. But yeah, for me, I quite enjoyed this track.
Yeah. And then we get to Sunset Shining.
Shining? Why did I write spinning, bruh?
I mean, spinning. It's me.
Oh, is it spinning?
Oh. Sunset spinning.
Well, I think shining makes more sense, but
okay. It's sunset spinning. I'm the one messing up. Yeah, this was one of my favorites on the album. I love the cadences that she's using, like the hook in contrast to the rap verse.
Yeah.
I like that difference over there. You know, with the hook, it's very floaty and gentle. And then the rap verse is like, you know,
the boss.
Smooth like butter. Start of the season. I don't recognize the ceiling. Like, she's just, you know, I like that flow that she's using over there. And I don't know how familiar you are with Mereba's music. Mereba is.
Not that familiar.
Basically, like, yeah, she's incredible when it comes to this style of music that Jebeho makes.
Yeah.
And there's an album called The Jungle Is the Only Way Out by Mereba. One of the best alternative R&B albums I've ever heard, dude. Really, really amazing. And I feel like with this song in particular, I could really feel and hear that influence on this song. I love Sunset Spinning, man. One of my favorites on the album. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, man. Definitely co-sign what she's saying. Love this laid-back production on here. Like you said, that just the contrast between the hook, the verse, the rapping. Like, I love how everything just felt very, you know, I don't know, just sporadic, but it went together nicely, you know. Another thing, I think for me personally, I would have liked to hear somebody like Nyota Parker on this track. You know, I feel like she could have added something quite nice to this, but for what it is, I quite enjoyed it. And yeah, that's just the one critique I would say. I would like somebody who raps like that, and Nyota Parker, or There's another rapper I'm thinking of right now. I'm not sure of her name. Something Hendrix. Tasha Hendrix or something. I don't know if you're familiar with her. But yeah, she's also quite dope. I think she's from Cape Town as well. But yeah, that's my thoughts.
Yeah, I like this song. Lyrically, very, very good as well. And then we got the next one, which was I'm All Right, featuring, I'm going to butcher this guy's name, so I'm not going to say it again. Because last time we said it, and then we just lost.
Bro, I feel like I always see this guy's name, bro. Like, always, bro. On every project, this guy's somewhere there, bro.
Zuri's he's a hard-working man, bro.
Bro, this man's operating, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm All Right. I loved Chipego's parts on this song. I'm just not sure how I feel about the feature. Like, I appreciate that it's bringing like a different element, but I don't think it really elevated the song to the point where I feel like it was necessary, you know. Yeah, but it's still a good song. But I just, I like Chipego's parts more than what the feature is bringing to the song. What are your thoughts on this one?
I think I was gonna say the same thing. I feel like with the feature, they needed like a stronger vocalist for what they were trying to achieve. I feel like Zrio, whatever we're gonna call him. I feel like Koo, it's not that he was terrible or anything, but I just feel like more could have been done with maybe a stronger vocalist. I feel like they did well though. It was okay. It was a calming vibe. I like this one. I love her vocals. Yeah, I must say, like you say, her vocals, bro. Chipego's vocals on here was crazy. But yeah, the production for me, really, I would say, is the standpoint. Yeah, I really like that. So
And then we got the next one was Let It Fall, featuring Motiga. I'm guessing this was a producer, because I didn't really hear.
Yeah, I think so.
A feature.
I think so.
Yeah. And so I love what Chipego is doing on this one again. Lyrically, very strong, quite vulnerable, actually. Interesting production. And so, like, if I'm just focusing on the production, it doesn't give off like a introspective kind of vibe, you know. But like when I really deep the lyrics, I'm like, oh, like she's talking, you know. And so lyrically, I really appreciate this one more than anything. Lyrically, this was quite strong and vulnerable, so I like it a lot from that perspective. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I do agree. I think that was definitely the strongest aspect, just from a lyrical standpoint. Like, here, I will say that I didn't necessarily enjoy the production as much, but I do like how she kind of maneuvered on this track, you know? That kind of saved it for me. I guess it took a little while for the song to also get going for me. Like, it was like a kind of build-up thing. Which the build-up was quite nice, because it did build that hype. But at the same time, I don't know, the production was throwing me off a bit. But yeah, I'll say it's okay. It's an okay song for me.
Yeah. The production throughout this album is just, it's very interesting. And it's definitely that. Because the next song, Giants Everywhere, just another like insane production, you know. It's one of the most interesting songs on the album creatively. It's quite different actually from everything else on the album, and that's saying a lot, because it was about this point on the album when I realized that every song is just its own thing. Like, it's just its own vibe, you know? like you never know what you're gonna get. Like you don't settle. Like it doesn't allow you to settle into an expectation of a certain feeling or a mood or a vibe, because everything is just different. But Giants Everywhere is like it's so different from everything else. And so just from a creative standpoint, I love this one. Guided was the next one. I love this pocket when she's rapping. I like the way she's playing around with her vocals on here as well. From the rapping to the different flows to the layering of the background vocals. She's doing a lot of interesting things on this song. And yeah, I mean, she got bars on here. What are your thoughts on Guided?
So yeah, with Guided, man, yeah, this was kind of fine. No lie, I really appreciated Guided. Yeah, lyrically, I feel like she delivered on this one, most definitely. She came with it. Flow, she came with the flow too. I love the layered bridge she does on here. It was really dope. Production wise, I love how she kind of also like samples herself in a sense. That was really nice to hear. Yeah, I can't lie, this was one of my favorite songs, to be honest, on the project. So yeah, I really like this one.
It's a banger still. And then we got a shit. Yeah, another, just, it's just different from the previous song again. And you know, it's quite simple in its style compared to most of the other songs. I feel like this is the most like R&B-esque song there is on this album.
Yeah.
Structure, production, vocal performance. It's very much on the nose of, this is R&B, you know? But lyrically, it's quite powerful. And I like that a song like this exists, because you get to really just focus more on her vocals. The production isn't doing too much on this one, you know, where I feel like with the other ones, there was just things happening, you know. But with this one, it's quite simple in its approach. So I appreciate that still. What are your thoughts on Aisha?
Yeah, I can't lie, these are songs that I genuinely do like, because of that simplicity, because of that stripped back feel. I just like the fact that, like, it reminds me of there's a song that it's called Lolo Biko by this other artist. I can't remember what her name is, but I don't know, there's these songs that just give you this, like, I want to say heavenly feel, you know. I don't know how to explain it, but they just feel really good, you know. They just feel really good. Just a chill vibe. Yeah, man, I appreciate songs like these. They just speak to you differently in a sense. So yeah, I did like this.
And then we get to Said I Do. Like I said before, and like I've been saying, I feel like every song is just different from the previous one.
Yeah, with piano now,
bro. Yeah, this one leans more to, you know, towards the log drum and the piano style. Like, I never knew what I was going to expect with every song, you know. It's just different all the time. Yeah, what are your thoughts on this one?
Firstly, I want to start by saying with this one, this kind of goes back to what I was saying in the K-Keyed episode, when I was saying that, like, if this is like kind of the first time we're really getting introduced to you, I feel like whatever you're attempting has to be executed well, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like when it comes to this song, I feel like she did it well. Like, she didn't overdo it. She didn't do too much. And it still felt within the confines of this project. Like, it didn't feel like it was just randomly slap a piano song. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I feel like people do that, you know, out of nowhere. So I like the fact that it still fit in within the context of the album. You know, in a sense, it still gave me her. It didn't feel like we're just doing it just because. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think she was able to do that with a lot of the vibes on this project, you mm-hmm. know. You know, she was able to make it her, make it authentic to herself, and that kind of, you know, shows and reflected. So I appreciate that. I loved her cadence on this. Just cool, laid back, like smooth sax on the track. I'm always a fan of a sax, so I can't complain. Vocal production on here was clean, very smooth. So for me, this was just a very well done, put together record. Like, even if you were to say she's not a piano artist, but I would put this in my piano playlist. You know what I mean? Just because, you know. So I like that, man. I like that. And yeah, I think it wraps off the project nicely, because the project gives us a lot of ideas, and then it kind of, you know, finishes with an idea we just, I wouldn't have expected a piano track to finish this off. You know what I mean? So it's kind of suits the theme of, you know, not expecting, you know, a certain element to come. But yeah, man, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
I like the song. I think, okay, so literally my only gripe with this album is the sequencing. I just, because there's so many different vibes, I would have liked for the sequencing to be better.
Yeah.
Energy and mood wise, I felt like I was being put into a certain mood, the one song, and then just as I'm settling in, I get tossed out and put into a different mood
towards the ending,
very next song.
Towards the ending or throughout?
No, just like the entire project. Like, when you look at the songs, you know, it's like chill and then some trippy shit, and then it's like alternative, and then like some rappy shit, and then it's like smooth vibes, and it's like, I just didn't know where we were going, right?
Definitely. It was everywhere.
And so my thing is that, like, in terms of the flow of the album, that's where, like, you know, it doesn't sound right to me. It doesn't feel right, the flow of the album. All of these songs are good songs, but with an album, it's a journey, right? And so, not just lyrically, it's a journey, not just thematically, it's a journey, but also sonically. And so, you need to be able to basically sort of like group songs together in a way that it makes the energy flow better. So we start off, and you as an artist decide, like, do you want to start off high energy, do you want to start off low energy and build from that, or how do you want to do it? But there just needs to be some sort of flow, you know. And so yeah, I just, that's like my only thing with this one. I would have loved if they'd spent more time, more thought on the sequencing. Take us on a journey sonically as well, not just lyrically or, you know, vocally or whatever. Let's group the songs, put them, you know, say, okay, fine, let's start off chill, you know, start with La La La, that's great, okay, and then from there you can go on to something else that's still sort of like within that realm, and then build from there into like the more high energy stuff or like the more trippy stuff. You stay there for a couple of songs and then you start to go down again, then you come back up again. You know, right now it's just like up, down, up, down, up, down. I'm just like, yo, it's just whiplash, boy. You get me? That's basically what it is. But all of these songs are good. Literally, all of them are good songs. But that's like my only thing. It's just the sequencing, unfortunately.
You know, And that's a valid point, because I feel like a lot of the time sequencing can really just damage a project, bro. Like you said, all the songs are good, but just the way they're placed makes it, it could almost make it feel like strenuous to get through the project now, you know, because it's missing that flow and that fluidity that you're talking about, you know. So yeah, that's definitely an element that I also do see.
It makes it feel like a playlist more than
a
body of work. Exactly. Like, you know,
just a selection of your best songs.
You know? That's what it makes it feel like. But you know, it's a first time out, so I'm sure this will get better, of course. And lyrically, man, like I said before, she's strong lyrically. She has some really good verses on here. But yeah, I really enjoyed this, and I think that Gepero is gonna do some good things. I have a good feeling. Yeah, you know,
definitely.
I have a good feeling, and I'm usually not too far off when it comes to those. So
yeah, she's predicted the rise of Usman Mane from the dust, bro. when Usman Mane was still in writing exams, bro, he was like, nah, this boy's coming up.
I'm like, hey guys, there's these two guys coming up, they're just writing exams right now. But like,
literally, bro,
I'm like, there's these two guys, Tony and Usman Mane, they're coming, bro. Just wait, like, let them write the exams for you.
Matriculated.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I love the show that we get to, you know, uncover and unearth all of this rising talent that we have in the country. And yeah, I think Chipego is that one for this season, probably, you know, which is great, man. Really, really great. I'm excited to go see one of her shows live at some point. We'll see how that goes. We'll figure it out. Yeah. What are your closing thoughts, Blaze? Gepero, don't forget to remember.
Don't forget to remember. Yes, you see, even that title, it just gives that sporadic feel. So maybe she was going for that. But yeah, I think like what you said, you know, when it comes to my only real gripe and my only real complaint, I think it's what you said comes down to sequencing, comes down to just the fluidity and flow of the album, which, like we said, can be corrected. But other than that, like, every song was a trip. Every song was a moment. I feel like every song told its own individual story. It just, the story in its entirety has to be put together better, I think. But the vibes, the different pockets, you know, the different sort of atmosphere she's able to survive in and thrive in is amazing. I think she's got a lot of talent. I think she's got, you know, a lot of potential. If this is just sort of the beginning, kind of the culmination of what she's doing, then yeah, bro, I think she's got a very, very bright career ahead of her. So yeah, man, I was quite impressed. And like, I always have a bit more of a softer spot for like your more alternative artists, because I think they're, you know, I just feel like they're more true to themselves. Even if we don't get it, they're just going to express themselves in the most honest way possible. And I think that she's doing that on this project. And yeah, as long as that can just be constructed better and just put together in a better way, then yeah, I think she's gonna really have something special. So yeah, I enjoyed this. This was a nice sort of introduction. So yeah, she got to keep doing her thing for sure.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I am very, very impressed with what I've heard so far. Like I said, it's only been a few months that I've known about this artist, Gepero. And from this album, we can tell that she's very versatile. And each style that she's tapping into, she seems to be very confident with what she's doing. You can feel the confidence, whether it's like pure R&B or like very alternative leaning. Any pocket that she was in, she was confident. She was in control. Production on here was quite interesting throughout the whole album. Lyrically, I think that she is a good writer, and I'm excited to see what else, you know, she has to offer, the stories she's going to be telling, how she's going to be telling these stories. I think she has a very interesting way of bringing the audience into her world, and so that's going to be cool to see how it grows over time. And vocally, she's great. When she's rapping, she's really rapping. It's cool, it's believable. And then when she's singing, she's floating on these beats. So I like that as well. Overall, Don't Forget to Remember is a solid album. And I am excited to see what else she has to offer throughout the year, because it's still quite early in the year. So who knows, we might get some more vibes as the time goes. But yeah, this has been the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray. I was not alone. I was joined by my brethren, Dwayze on Blaze. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.